Reflect the views of K1 Radio.
And we're social distancing again today. Hi, I'm Tom Davis, and welcome aboard because I'm talking with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance and Retirement. How do you spell that? Well, it's S-C-H-E-N-C-K, and they're from Independence, Kansas. They're at 2801 West Main, Suite A in the old Kmart building. And I want you to remember this telephone number because you're probably going to want to call in here in a little while and ask a few questions yourself, and that is 620-331-8800. Gentlemen, first of all, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Ah, well, it's great to have you guys back in on Skype here with us today because we are doing the distancing thing. We're going to get to your website here. I'm sorry, your other avenues of access here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, I got a question for you because we've been talking about insurance and retirement too. But Gary, you've been doing this for a while. You're the father in this father and son operation here. What's your fire? What makes you get up in the morning and say, by golly, I'm going to help people?
Well, Tom, that's a good question. And I'm kind of a different sort of a guy. I was 18 when I got married, and within 2 weeks, I called Shield of Shelter agent Robert Kirks, here in Independence. And I said, Robert, I need to buy life insurance on my wife. And I felt like I wanted to be in a position to be responsible. If something was to happen to her, mm-hmm. I didn't want to be standing there with my hands in my pocket saying, well, I don't have any money to be able to pay these final expenses. So I'm just kind of a different sort of a guy in that way. And also, probably by the time I was 21 or 2 years old, I'd already got a will put together.
Wow.
And what was driving me on that was I wanted to be sure that my children had a guardian, somebody to take care of them if my wife and I wasn't able to. I had seen train wreck, if you will, where somebody had not done preparation for their children, and then it was, you know, just a train wreck. And so we wanted to set that up and agree on who was going to take care of the kids and set it up legally. So just from the get-go, that's been part of my makeup even before I ever sold insurance.
Now, we're talking to Gary Skank here, and he is with Skank Insurance and Retirement at 2801 West Main Suite A, and that's the old Kmart building in Independence, Kansas today. And, you know, you sound like a good, solid fellow who likes to think ahead, and you like to make sure that everything's taken care of. Is this what is driving you? I mean, you're so passionate about what you can do and what you did. Do you have some examples of how you help make difference in your lives of your clients?
Yes. I started in this business in 1978. In October of 79, I was invited to go to this humble home of a young couple that was due to have a baby in about a month. Mm-hmm. And the boy's father was there. The young man's father was there. And the father was wanting to get life insurance on this young married couple. And we wrote that insurance that evening. That was in October. And in May, 6-7 months later, I got the newspaper. I'll never forget it. Opened up, and there was this boy's death notice. He'd had a wreck, and he'd passed away. Mm. And I was so thankful that I was in a position where I could deliver a check to that family. That changes you when you see that in the paper, and you go to the family and you understand what's going on. It changes the way you feel about stuff.
Wow. It does. It changes you right to the core. And family, you know, pretty darn thankful they listened and took the advice, and to be in a position where you can help like that. Wow. That's something else. That really is. And when it comes to the next person who comes in the door, no one knows the story until you start talking to someone. But then again, you know, once you get to know them, I imagine that drives your passion again to help out another family, you know, just in case.
Right. I've always been the type of guy, you know, some people will drive around without a spare tire, but I want to have a spare tire, because sure as I don't have a spare tire, I'll need it. And I see people that don't have like renter's insurance even, and we don't sell renter's insurance if somebody's renting a place to live. But if they would give up a Coke a day, they could have a good renter's insurance policy in case they had a fire. Mm-hmm. And it just would make so much difference for that family if they just had some priorities to take care of some of the contingencies in life before they happen.
Wow, thinking ahead and planning ahead, and as you outlined, that's something that you did early on in life, and you're passing that wisdom on to a lot of people, too. And it's really good to know that we have people like you, Gary, who care and have that ability to kind of see ahead and look out for the just in case. And that's kind of what I'm feeling is driving your bus.
Right, right. We really are passionate about that. We talked to a guy about 70-some years old, and he had about $100,000 when he retired. And unfortunately, he put it in some kind of an account that lost money. And he was out going to rummage sales and trying to buy stuff that he could resell in order to survive. And so that drives me to this point that I want to make about people can keep their money safe and still get a reasonable rate of return. And we have those kind of accounts. So if you have a senior citizen that has $100,000 in the bank, they hardly have any income, and they're scared to use their $100,000 because there's no interest there, but we can get interest on that money for them and keep their money safe and give them a better standard of living. And that's another thing that drives me, because people deserve to live better than what they do a lot of times, if they just knew the choices that was out there.
Man, that is just incredible. I want to go over to Charles, the younger member of Skank Insurance and Retirement out there in Independence, Kansas. And folks, if you're driving up and down West Main, it's 2801 Suite A in the old Kmart building, and you can give them a call at 620-331-8800. Now, Charles, you were born into the insurance agency, but that wasn't your first turn. You did a little something else.
Yeah, you're right. I was born with my dad doing insurance, did it all my life, basically. And I graduated high school, and I decided to become a pastor. Hmm. And I went to college, graduated, and I graduated on a Friday, went to my first church on the Sunday. And I pastored there in Rogers, Arkansas for 9 years, really enjoyed being there. And it was a great thing. Along the way, I had four kids. And as my kids were getting older, we decided to move to the community where I grew up at here in Kansas. And I really didn't understand why a lot of things happened the way they did. But I started working with my dad. And we worked together for 2 years. We absolutely love working together. And then my dad got the news that he had cancer. And it was an aggressive form of cancer. He went through all kinds of chemo and treatments. And it was really at that point that I realized why I was where I was. Because if I hadn't have been here, the business probably would have folded up without him being able to have anybody to run it. And so everything just sort of became clear at that point. And so we have three things that we sort of emphasize when we help people, especially with like their retirement money. And that is that number one thing that we achieve for our clients is safety. Our clients' money is not at market risk that they have with us. It's not where it can go down with the market. So number one is safety. Number two is a reasonable rate of return. And then number three is to keep it simple and easy to understand. That's what we emphasize. And if you were to ask me why I get up in the morning, there's a lady that we helped early on, a wonderful lady, and she had her money where it was at risk. And she'd been losing money, and she came to us and she said, you know, I don't even look at my statements any longer. I don't even open them. They're just sort of stacked up in a corner over there. because every time I open them, I lose money.
I don't understand.
And so I don't even understand what I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of confusing numbers. I just don't like it. And you could tell she just was not at ease with what she had. And so we helped her with what we do. And by the time we were done, her money was safe. It was safe from market risk, and she was getting a reasonable rate of return, and she understood it. And she said, for the first time in my life, I feel good about my situation, about my money, where it's at, knowing that it's not going to go down, that that it's safe. We had another guy, his name was Joe, and his wife had transferred some money to us about 3 years ago, and she was happy with it, but he liked his risk. He liked his stock market. He liked to have things go in there. He liked to watch the you know, sometimes he could gain big. He would ignore sort of the losses sometimes, but sometimes he would gain big and he'd feel good about that. But then just late last year, he's like, you know what? I'm done. He came to us, said, I'm done. And he said, I want to protect my money and protect it from risk, market risk. And so we transferred it. And about 2 or 3 months later, he told me, he said, you know, Charles, I used to watch my the stock market every single day. I'd get up, and that's the first thing I do in the morning, is see what it did yesterday. And if it was up, I was up. And if it was down, I was down. I'm sure his wife must have loved that kind of arrangement.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah. And he said, but since I've transferred my money to you guys, I haven't looked at the market one single time. And he'd been retired for several years, but now he was truly retired and didn't have to worry whether his money was going to be there or not. Man. We had another guy just call us the other day when the market's been going crazy like it is. And he said, you know what? I just wanted to call you and tell you, thank you. Thank you. This market, this is why I made my money safe. And I just want to thank you for helping me. And so that's really what makes my feet hit the floor.
My goodness sakes, guys. That is those are some incredible stories, but these are real people who have really been served. And when you have successes like that with real people that you see, you know, on the street every day in places where you live and nearby, kind of reinforces that passion, reinforces that fire inside you to go out and want to help the next person and maybe even more. And, you know, being a pastor and then, of course, being raised by Gary, an insurance guy with a great deal of passion for this too, I see where you guys share that same passion and looking out for folks. It's really commendable.
Thank you, Tom. We really enjoy working together. We've worked together now for almost 8 years, and we haven't had 5 minutes worth of problems. And it's not because I'm easy to get along with. It's because Charlie's a big pushover.
Well, you guys got such a nice combination, and you complement each other quite well. I want to remind you that you're listening to Gary and Charles Schenck, and that is S-C-H-E-N-C-K, Insurance and Retirement. And you can get a hold of them by phone at 620-331-8800 right there in Independence, Kansas on Main Street, Suite A at 2801 at the old Kmart building, guys. We got about 30 seconds left in the show. Anything else you want to let folks know about?
We work with retirement accounts. We work with Medicare accounts, Medicare coverages. We work with long-term care, and we work with life insurance. That's our main focus. Life, Medicare, retirement money, and long-term care, with a host of companies, a large array of companies.
And gentlemen, on that note, I'm going to have to let you go, but I can't wait till we talk again next week. Thank you very much, guys.